Welcome to the corner, King's Corner, where we learn and we grow and it shows. King's Corner.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of King's Corner. Today's statement is pretty straightforward. I've just come to let someone who needs to hear it know that you are graced for this. Since 2019, I have been on a roller coaster of health challenges, full of many ups, downs, twists, turns, and unexpected changes. However, one day in 2021, one of my friends looked me in the eyes and she said, "When it comes to health challenges, you are really graced for this." I never really understood the depth, value, or meaning behind what she truly meant when she said it. All I knew was 3 things. 1, I trusted her judgment. 2, it sounded really nice. And 3, I received it. Now, based on my knowledge, God's grace is usually defined as undeserved favor. Grace cannot be earned because it is something that is freely given. Now, based on this definition, you think that grace is a noun. So I couldn't seem to get the correlation of favor and challenge. To me, it seemed as if being graced for health challenges would mean God's favor protecting me from any kind of sickness. That's, however, not what it means at all. When I'm recalling times in my life that have helped to define who I am in terms of the way that I think about and see life as a whole, I very often think and reflect on my mental health journey. When I was first diagnosed, I was involuntarily admitted into a mental institution for a week. That mental institution is Old Vineyard in Winston-Salem. Now, I have to take a moment right here to give a huge shout out to my care team while I was there. I know I was a mess and I was all over the place, but you all were so patient and understanding of my situation. So publicly, if you ever hear this podcast, thank you. Now, that 1 week stay ended up being extended to 2 weeks. Being that I was 19, I had no other choice but to be admitted into the adult ward. So all of the people that I was being housed with for that 2 weeks were more than double my age. Now, it is important to understand that this is a period of time where my memory is very foggy. A lot of things are very in and out, or I just don't remember. I'm not sure if it is solely because of the fact that I was going through so many changes and emotions. I don't know if it was the different drug cocktails they had me on trying to figure out what would suit me in my situation the best, or if the experience was just so traumatic that my mind won't allow me to remember all of the nitty-gritty details. Either way, one memory from that time period always replays very clearly. Now, during free time one day, I sat at a table alone and I was reading the Bible. There was this lady that had been there staying with me that comes up with me and she asks a simple question. "Can I hug you?" Now, if you know me, you know I'm never turning down a hug. So I said, "Of course." As she began to hug me and I hugged her back, all she could do was weep. Now, keep in mind, I am in a mental institution. But immediately I knew her weeping was unrelated to any kind of mental breakdown. It seemed less like a breakdown and more like a breakthrough. I wasn't going to ask what was going on. I was just there for her in her moment because I felt that's what she needed. As she began to get herself together and come to, she just began to fervently thank me. She even added that her daughters said thank you. Now, I'm still absolutely clueless as to what she was thanking me for, until she shared with me. She said, "I have been in here for months, and I have 3 daughters at home that call me every day and ask me when I'm coming home to them. And I have never been able to answer that question because I have had no hope that I was ever going to be well enough to go home, to be with them, and to take care of them." All of that changed, she said, when you came in here. You were full of so much hope that you gave me hope. And because of you, I was able to use that same hope. And now I'm going home to my babies tomorrow. And I just had to say thank you before I went home. Now, my 2-week stay at Old Vineyard was very closely followed by a 2.5-month stay at Wake Med. Y'all, they were sending the chaplain in my room. And I'm going to let that catch up to y'all, but in the meantime, all I'm going to say is but God. Now, being that I was recently diagnosed with my mental health diagnosis before my hospital stay, I was also on 24-hour supervision. However, every day, Monday through Friday, around the same time, there was an environmentalist that would come into my room. She would make sure that my room was clean and that I didn't need anything like any clean towels or fresh linens. The day that I was being discharged, she came into my room a little earlier than she usually does and said, "I just had to be sure to catch you before you left. I knew you were going to make it out of here." She said, "Even though the doctors had cast or counted you out, I knew that you were going to get out of here." She said, "Every day that I came in to check on you, you would be reading your Bible, but you would stop to do 2 things. You would sing me a song and you would pray for me." She said, "Most days, I don't even think you knew that you were doing it, but it was almost like an instinct and you did it." She said, "What you didn't know is that my faith was rocky at the time, but I said, 'God, if he can have faith in you, even in the midst of what he is going through, so can I.'" Graced for this. I had to tell both of those stories because remembering them helped me to better realize what my friend was trying to get me to understand and what she meant when she said that I was graced for it. See, the favor wasn't in the fact that I was being kept out of sickness. The favor is the fact that I was being kept in it. See, the favor was keeping me in it and helping me through it. Being graced for it meant that I never looked like what I was going through, that I remained true to my authentic self, and that even in all of it, God was able to get the glory. See, this gives me a great cause to take a moment to pass the same words on to someone else. There may be one area of your life where you feel like you publicly struggle often. It may be health, whether it's mental or physical, maybe even both. It may be relationships, both personal and professional. It may be finances. No matter what your this is, I need you to know that you are graced for this. It may be hard, and you may not understand, but you are graced for this. Rest assured, that grace is carrying you and will continue to carry you through it. Not only that, but even in the midst of your this, God is getting all of the glory. You are graced for this. Now, even with this explanation, someone may still be missing the power of the message. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says it this way: "My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made stronger in weakness." So if at any point you feel overwhelmed, like you can't make it, when you feel weak or tired, I need you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, "I will make it. I can take it because I am graced for this." When people question you and they don't understand how you're smiling in the midst of whatever you're going through, simply say, "I am graced for this." See, the biblical number for grace is 5, and the year is 2025. 5 times 5 is 25. So we are literally living in the year of grace multiplied. So Corner Crew, I need you all to know that I am, you are, we are graced for this. Wow, I have to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for another great week of tuning into King's Corner. If you enjoy this message, don't be stingy. Make sure to share it with a friend, family member, or coworker that might need to hear it. Go ahead as well and subscribe to us and follow us on Instagram at King's Corner Podcast. Thanks again so much. And as always, I'll see y'all next week. Bye.